Central's Western Iowa Conference play last night. Audubon topping Griswold 46-34. Missouri Valley beat Underwood 47-43. It was Traynor over Tri-Center 44-39. Also in Rolling Hills Conference play last night in a game heard here on KJAN, it was Walnut defeating Cam by a final of 41-40. It was a back-and-forth affair much of the night. Tied at 29 after 3, the two teams went right down the stretch, tied at 38 apiece before the Cougars took a lead on a Morgan Anstey basket. With less than a minute to go, they jumped up to 40-38 before Josie Anzalone knocked down her only basket of the ball game, a three-pointer with less than 10 minutes left from the left wing that turned out to be the game-winning basket.
I know, exciting. You know, it was about 20 seconds and we're down, and I could have called the timeout and got my three-point shooter in because Anzalone, she's a sophomore, she's not my three-point shooter, but didn't want the defense to, you know, get set, so we just ran with the play and she made it and got the win.
Yes, they did. That was Walnut head coach Jeff Coink after the basketball game last night. Ashley Walker led the way with 11 points for Walnut, 19 points for Morgan Anstey. She had a big game for the Cougars last night. In other Rolling Hills Conference play last night on the girls' side, it was Adair Casey over Ankeny Christian, 57-27. Exira EHK beating Orient Maxburg, 67-45. And Iowa Christian Academy, a 47-28 winner over Glidden-Ralston. Other girls' hoops around the region last night saw Bedford beat East Union, 61-21. Carroll over ADM, 76-49. Charter Oak Ute topping West Harrison, 46-36. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Guthrie Center, 45-26. Corning over Lenox, 68-33. Abraham Lincoln beat Sioux City North 52-44. Nottoway Valley topping Mount Air 54-27. Maple Valley beat Woodbine 60-33. Otobolt Arthur BCIG a 57-53 overtime winner over IKM Manning. Sydney beat Clarinda Academy 49-28. Sioux City West over Thomas Jefferson 61-31. Fremont Mills beat East Mills 51-30. And it was Villisca over Stanton 46-43. In boys basketball last night, Atlantic had a 15-point halftime lead, only to see it all disappear as Clarinda rallied back in the second half to beat the Trojans in overtime, 63-59. That's Atlantic's first loss of the season. Elsewhere in Hawkeye 10 play last night, Harlan defeated Kemper Catholic 64-61, Lewis Central over Denison 63-53, and Creston a winner over Shenandoah 62-29. In boys Western Iowa Conference play last night, Griswold a winner over Audubon 56-48, Riverside over AHST 85-47, it was Traynor over Tri-Center 66-51, and Underwood beat Missouri Valley 56-48. In boys Rolling Hills Conference play last night, game heard here on KJAN, it was Cam over Walnut by a final of 40-38. Those two teams battled throughout the ball game back and forth. Walnut actually had small leads most of the second half before the game was tied at 28 all after three. It went right down to the wires with 5 seconds left. Logan Dinkla was fouled and the sophomore made his only 2 points of the game from the free throw line, and that turned out to be the winners, 40-38 the final score, as Cam defeats Walnut in that ball game last night. Although Dinkla hit the two free throws with 5 ticks left on the clock, Cam coach Frank Day says it was Ryan Opperly's big game that kept it close.
Yeah, I mean, he was our saving grace tonight, and they were, you know, Walnut, hats off to them. They were doing a good job of double teaming, even triple teaming at times, and we were having a hard time getting it into low post. Our lob passes were getting picked off, and he had a lot of garbage points, and that's kind of his job down there. And, you know, he really stepped up to the plate tonight. He's coming off an injury, and we weren't really sure what he was going to be capable of doing tonight, but obviously, I think he had 22 points, 16 rebounds, so, I mean, heck of a night.
It is a heck of a night. 22 points for Opperly to lead all scorers. For Walnut, Lucas Bloom had 17. Jared Plain had 16 as the Warriors came up short at home last night in that contest. Also in Rolling Hills play last night, it was Ankeny Christian over Adair Casey, 55-41, and Exira EHK, a 50-36 winner over Orient Maxburg. Other boys' action last night saw ADM beat Carroll 55-53, Bedford over East Union 73-71, South Page a winner over Essex 46-34, Corning beat Lenox 73-41, Thomas Jefferson downing Sioux City West 80-73, Nottoway Valley beat Mount Air 58-48, Guthrie Center 53-39 winners over Coon Rapids Baird, IKM Manning beating Otobolt Arthur BCIG 78-58, West Harrison dumps Charter Oak Ute 76-72, Ridgeview over Logan Magnolia 53-50, Sydney beat Clarinda Academy 80-76, Sioux City North over Abraham Lincoln 64-49, Stanton tops Villisca 60-46, Fremont Mills a 63-55 winner over East Mills, and Woodward Granger downs Panorama 61-56 in boys hoops last night. In top 25 men's college basketball last night, Jared Bergeron scored 17 points, helping number 14 Wisconsin fend off a second-half surge from in-state rival Wisconsin-Milwaukee. 60-54 was the final. D. Boss scored 22 points. Rodney Hood added 19 as number 17 Mississippi State survived a late scare from Florida Atlantic 75-68. And freshman Trey Burke scored 13 of his 15 points in the first half as number 20 Michigan went on an early 19-point run as they beat Arkansas Pine Bluff 63-50. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Toronto over Carolina in overtime 2-1. Dallas 1-0 over the New York Rangers. Detroit beat Pittsburgh 4-1. Boston 3-0 over L.A. Ottawa needed overtime to beat Buffalo 3-2. Philadelphia topping Washington 5-1. Columbus in a shootout, in double overtime, 2-1 over Vancouver. New Jersey also in double overtime, 3-2 over Florida. Montreal beat the New York Islanders 3-2. Nashville over Calgary 2-1. Winnipeg beat Minnesota 2-1. And Colorado in double overtime, a 4-3 winner over San Jose. Romeo Crennel wants another chance to be a head coach in the NFL, and he may have the opportunity with the Kansas City Chiefs if he can hold together a franchise in disarray over the next 3 weeks. Crennel spoke Tuesday for the first time since he was appointed interim coach, telling reporters on a conference call that he wants to be considered for the permanent job in Kansas City. Crennel will lead the Chiefs through the end of the season after Todd Haley was fired on Monday. Long considered one of the game's brightest defensive minds, Crennel has spent the past two seasons as the Chiefs' defensive coordinator, presiding over a unit that's been their biggest strength. His track record includes 5 Super Bowl rings as an assistant coach. A Chiefs general manager Scott Pioli says he accepts responsibility for the lack of depth in the organization that has resulted in the lackluster performance on the field. Pioli fired coach Todd Haley Monday with the team in the midst of a 5-8 season marked by devastating injuries and discouraging blowouts, but the GM didn't pass off all the blame on Haley, who was just 19-27 in 2+ seasons in charge. Pioli says he's just as responsible for the state of affairs after failing to provide adequate backups at several key positions. Among the starters the Chiefs have lost for the season are quarterback Matt Castle, running back Jamal Charles, safety Eric Berry, and tight end Tony Moyaki. Chiefs chairman Clark Hunt says he has confidence in Pioli to turn the franchise around, though he also made it clear that he expects change to happen quickly. Well, the agent for James Harrison says the Steelers linebacker will appeal the one-game suspension he's received for his helmet-to-helmet hit on Colt McCoy in last Thursday's win over Cleveland. NFL Executive Vice President Ray Anderson points out that the violation marks the 5th illegal hit on a quarterback by Harrison in the last 3 seasons. The 4-time Pro Bowler has also been fined on 2 other occasions for unnecessary roughness over the same period. Barring a successful appeal, Harrison will miss Monday's game at San Francisco against the NFC West champion 49ers. Pittsburgh is 10-3. They're tied with Baltimore for the AFC North lead. An investigation by the NFL and the Players Association into the Browns' handling of Colt McCoy's concussion could lead to changes in the league's medical procedures and protocol on head injuries. McCoy sustained a concussion when he was hit last week by Harrison, who was suspended for it. Medical representatives from the league and the NFLPA met Tuesday with the Browns' medical staff to discuss the team's response and treatment of McCoy's injury, which may have exposed some previously unaddressed issues tied to concussion policies. McCoy was off the field for less than 4 minutes after that hit. League spokesman Greg Aiello said any findings from the meeting will be reviewed by the commissioner and members of the league's committee on head, neck, and spine injuries. The Buffalo Bills have signed offensive tackle Eric Pears to a contract extension. He's a 7-year veteran and has started 13 games in his first full season with the Bills. The Dallas Cowboys have put running back DeMarco Murray and safety Barry Church on season-ending injured reserve. They signed veterans Sammy Morris and Mana Silva as replacements. Murray broke his right ankle and Church injured his shoulder in Sunday night's loss to the Giants. A UCLA coach, Jim Mora, figures he can only fill his knowledge gaps about college football through hard work and repetition. Mora made no outlandish promises when the former Atlanta Falcons and Seattle Seahawks head coach debuted in Westwood. He only vowed to make UCLA fans proud of a football team that hasn't reached the Rose Bowl in 13 seasons. Mora hasn't coached college football since a single season at Washington 25 years ago, but UCLA athletic director Dan Guerrero believes he can figure it out in time to compete with the Pac-12's elite offenses and star-studded coaching staffs. Mora replaces Rick Neuheisel, who went 21-29 in four seasons with the Bruins. A person familiar with the negotiation says Auburn offensive coordinator Gus Malzahn will be the next coach at Arkansas State. That person spoke to the AP on Tuesday night, confirming earlier reports that Malzahn will return to the state, where he made a name for himself as a high school coach before leaving for college football. Arkansas State has scheduled a news conference today to introduce its new coach. Former Red Wolves coach Hugh Freeze left the school last week to become the new coach at Mississippi. Arkansas State will play Northern Illinois in the GoDaddy.com Bowl on January 8th. They're 10-2 on the year. In baseball news, the new labor contract includes more video replay, the chance for a longer all-star break, and a small but likely welcome perk for players, the chance to get a private room instead of a roommate during spring training. The Associated Press obtained the document that includes several changes, many of them starting next year. Among them, it allows teams from the same division to meet in the playoffs before the league championship series, a ban on players getting tattoos with corporate logos, and the possibility of players wearing microphones during games. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.